السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
أبا عبد الرحمن، كيف الحال؟
الحمد لله يا شيخنا.
نستمر بالدرس.
نعم يا شيخنا.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. أما بعد، we will be continuing بإذن الله our book الأدب المفرد with the reading from a completely new set of discourses, and that is after we had gone past the matters regarding our parents. This book, Al-Adab Al-Mufrad, is a book that's specifically compiled by Al-Imam Al-Bukhari, Rahimahullah, Muhammad ibn Ismail, regarding the manners of a Muslim. How does a Muslim conduct himself? And then he started with how we conduct ourselves, how our manners should be regarding our parents, regarding our mothers and our fathers. And then he mentioned the rewards for being kind to parents. He went on to discuss, rahimahullah, the evils and the evil repercussions of being a nonchalant child, a child who would not listen nor show kindness to the parents, and how Allah despises and preserves punishments for those who direct unkind behaviors towards their parents. Al-Imam al-Bukhari went on to discuss our relatives, how we relate with relatives, our brothers, our sisters, our uncles, and the rest of the relatives that we may have. He also mentioned, rahimahullah, the benefits, the rewards of being kind and connecting the ties of kingship, relating well with kith and kin. He mentioned a lot of benefits from the books of hadith that the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned regarding those who maintain family ties. Al-Imam al-Bukhari also mentioned how difficult it may be with the members of the family. You may be kind to the members of your family. You may try to behave and direct goodness to them while they are very, very hard and hostile towards you. When you are in this kind of a condition, how do you conduct yourself as a Muslim, and what are the rewards that await you when you are able to conduct yourself in this manner? Thereupon, Al-Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullah, mentioned issues regarding how we should all as Muslims relate with our children. How do we conduct ourselves with our children, with our daughters, and so on. Then it came to the issues of women before that, our neighbors. How do we relate with our neighbors? And then how do we relate with women who are disconnected from male support, like widows, like divorced women, like women who have tried to marry but have found it difficult to really become married under a man. So that makes them become disconnected from the support of a man. How do we handle these women? How do we relate with women, with these women as a people in this community of Islam? He also spoke about the orphans, rahimahullah. He brought narrations regarding the orphans. He brought narrations even regarding the rewards of the women who have miscarriages, women who have children passing away. And then he came to the issues of our slaves and the rest of our subordinates, our cooks, our nannies, and the rest of them. So these are the people that are close by us in the society. We have a way Islam has taught us to relate with them. So what remains for us all myself and the rest of us is to continue to make good efforts to rectify ourselves and be sure that we are able to follow these guidelines of our religion. It is when you know what is the standard practice, you know how much you need to work upon yourself. When you don't know what is the standard, then it is difficult to say you want to do a rectification. That will be very, very difficult. But when you know what you are supposed to do, what does the religion require you to do as a Muslim, then it will be easy for you, inshallah, to know how to walk about, how to rectify yourself, and how to fill in the gaps. May Almighty Allah forgive each and every one of us, and then rectify us. Bismillah, today we shall be discussing a man, the man and his wife, the home. After talking about ourselves and our relatives, we should be discussing today our home, ourselves as human beings, as a people, who we should be and at home, and how we should conduct ourselves as Muslims. So that will take us to narrations under Hadith 222, where Al-Imam Al-Bukhari rahimahullah said, Babun ar-rajulu ra'in fi ahlihi, Babun ar-rajulu ra'in fi ahlihi, Babun ar-rajulu ra'in fi ahlihi. The chapter regarding the fact that a man ra'in fi ahlihi, he is a caretaker. The man is a keeper. The man is a guardian in his home. The man who marries a woman and sets up a home, ra'in fi ahlihi, he is like the shepherd. He is like the caregiver. The ra'in, the ulama say, ar-ra'i, the one who is referred to as the shepherd, who will hafiz al-mu'taman. That is the person who cares, who guides something. He guides it. Al-mu'taman. We have hopes in him. We trust him. Al-multazimu. Salaha ma yu'tamanu ala hifzihi. He sticks to the welfare of all that has been placed in his care. Al-ra'i huwa al-hafizu al-mu'taman. Al-ra'i, the one we refer to as the shepherd. He is the hafiz, he is the protector. Al-mu'taman, we trust him. Al-multazimu, and he sticks to salaha ma yu'tamanu ala hifzihi. He sticks to the welfare. How do I guide? How do I properly conduct? How do I make well what has been placed in my care? So the man is the shepherd in his house. Ar-rajulu ra'in fi ahlihi. The man is the keeper of his home. The man is the custodian of his home. He has a duty to protect his home. He has a duty to stick to how best his home is run. He cares for the home just like the shepherd cares for the livestock that is under him. He does not want evil to come to it. He brings every kind of good to him, to them. He takes them to where they can find goodness, and he protects them from everything that can bring them harm. So this man, a man, the head of a home, the head of a household, is the keeper of that home. This is what we'll be discussing here, bi-iznillah. Al-Imam al-Bukhari mentions that hadith under hadith number 222. And he said, حَدَّثَنَا عَارِمٌ قَالَ حَدَّثَنَا حَمَّادٌ بْنُ زَيْدٍ عَنْ أَيُّوبٍ عَنْ نَافِعٍ عَنْ إِبْنِ عُمَرَ. Al-Imam al-Bukhari said, rahimahullah, حَدَّثَنَا عَارِمٌ قَالَ حَدَّثَنَا حَمَّادٌ بْنُ زَيْدٍ عن أيوب عن نافع عن ابن عمر قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم كلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته، فالأمير راعي وهو مسؤول، والرجل راعي على أهله وهو مسؤول، والمرأة راعية على بيت زوجها وهي مسؤولة، ألا وكلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته. الإمام البخاري سد رحمه الله حدثنا عارم الشيخ عارم reported to him and said حدثنا حماد بن زيد. الإمام حماد بن زيد reported this hadith عن أيوب. أيوب here is الإمام أيوب السختياني. Is a well-known reporter of hadith, and amongst the scholars from amongst the students of the Tabi'un, Ayyub al-Sakhtiyani, he said, Al-Nafi'in is reporting this hadith from Nafi', An ibn Umar. Al-Nafi' is reporting from the eminent companion of the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the son of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Umar radiallahu anhu. His name is Abdullah ibn Umar, Abu Abdurrahman. We have read a number of ahadith from him. He was amongst the young people who were amongst the companions, from the companions of the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abdullah ibn Umar. He said, Qala an-Nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, Kullukum ra'in, kullukum ra'in. In some reports, it starts and says, Ala kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'ulun an ra'iyatihi. Ala, list it. All of you should list it. Ala is referred to as from the particles of inviting attention. Ala, list it. Listen to me. Kullukum ra'in. Each and every one of you is a shepherd. So each and every one of us is a shepherd. The man is a shepherd. And he went on to give us examples. We are all placed in charge of things by Allah. We are firstly placed in charge of our lives. That is why the individual is held responsible if he leads a bad life. He himself, his life is placed under his care. Our lives are placed under our care. So we are ra'in regarding our anfus, regarding our nafs, regarding our soul, regarding our life, our body. We are shepherds. We are caregivers. We are hafiz. The individual is a hafizun mu'tamanun. He is a hafiz, is a guide, is a guard to protect his life, al-mu'taman. He is entrusted. He is multazimu salahama. يُتَمَّنُ عَلَى حِفْظِهِ. He has the duty to stick to the betterness and good conduct of what has been placed under him. This is the person who is a shepherd. He has a duty to protect what has been placed under him. He has a duty to guide what has been placed under him. He has a duty to conduct what has been placed under him in the best of manners. This is what the Prophet said here, alayhi salatu wasalam. He said, Kullukum ra'in. All of you, the entirety of you, all every human being, ra'in. You are a shepherd. Wa kullukum mas'ulun an ra'iyati. And each and every one of you is mas'ul. You are responsible an ra'iyati over what has been placed under you. All that has been placed under you, you shall be responsible for it. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, كلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته. Each and every one of you is a shepherd. وكلكم مسؤول. And each and every one of you will be responsible عن رعيته regarding what has been placed under him. So he gave us examples. صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. He said, فالأمير راع وهو مسؤول. فالأمير راع وَهُوَ مَسْؤُولٌ. Al-Amir, the head of the people, the president of the people, the governor of the people, and so on. All those who head people. You have people under you, you are ra'in, you are a shepherd. Wa anta mas'ulun, and you are responsible for those under you. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fal amiru ra'in, the amir, the head of the people, ra'in, he is a care, he is a keeper, he is the ra'in, huwa hafizun mu'tamanun, multazimu salaha, ma yu'tamanu. Ma yu'tamanu ala hifzihi. The individual who guides something, you must guide what has been placed under you. You must preserve what you have been entrusted with. And you must stick to good conduct regarding what has been placed under you. This is the job of a leader. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fal amiru ra'in wa huwa mas'ul. The amir, the head, the leader of the people, the imam of the people, he is ra'in, is the shepherd. He is entrusted with the people under him. Huwa mas'ul. So he will be asked about them. He is responsible for them. He should discharge his duties towards them, towards those that Allah has placed under him. And then he said, alayhi salatu wassalam, wa rajulu ra'in ala ahlihi, wa huwa mas'ul. The man ra'in ala ahlihi. He is the shepherd. He is the keeper. He is the custodian. He is the in charge ala ahli, over his household. Every man is the head of the household. Sometimes people want to say no. The man and the woman, the husband and the wife, are co-heads. There are no co-heads. There are no co-heads. Just like no two presidents can head a country, no two governors can head a state, no two governors can head a region. The same way, no two persons can head a home. This is a clear-cut text from the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Ar-Rajulu Ra'in ala ahlihi. He said, Allah, the man is the keeper over ahlihi, his household, over his wife, over his children, and every person who is a member of that house. Ar-Rajulu Ra'in ala ahlihi. The man is the head, the man is the keeper, the man is the shepherd, the man is the protector, the man is the guide. The man is the provider. The man is the person in charge of the maintenance. Ala ahlihi. Over his house, over his wife, over his children, over his servants, over the workers at home. He's the general guide over everybody. This is the clear-cut text that the man heads the home. The man heads the family. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, والرجل راع على أهله وهو مسؤول. As he is made to be in charge of the head, هو مسؤول. So he will be responsible for them. If it goes well, he will be asked about it. If it does not go well, he does not discharge his responsibility. He will also be asked about his household. The Prophet said, صلى الله عليه وسلم, والرجل راع على أهله. So after he behaves well to his family, his wife, his, all of these persons that we had mentioned at the beginning of the class, الرَّجُلُ رَاعٍ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ, the man is the keeper, the man is the caregiver, the man is the custodian of his household, وَهُوَ مَسْؤُولٌ, and he shall be asked about how well he has discharged this responsibility in his house. And this is the point of reference of this hadith. You are the head of your home. The chapter is about the man being the caregiver, the guide, the protector, the head of the home, the administrator of the home. He is the man. In fact, Arabs have an expression they employ regarding the man and his headship of the home. They say he is Rabbul Bayt. He is the Lord of the home. Rabbul Bayt. He is the Lord of the home. They can also say he is Rabbul Manzil. the lord of the residence. So the man is ra'in ala ahlihi. The man is the care provider, is the one who maintains the home, he provides the home, he runs the home, he makes the general administration of the home. The man, ar-rajulu ra'in ala ahlihi wa huwa mas'ul, and he shall be asked about the home. A man shall be asked about his wife. A man shall be asked about his children. The man shall be asked about the workers in his home, the cook, the nanny. He is in charge of them all. That is the duty of the man at home. The ulama say this is evidence again, as he is the head of the home, protecting the home, maintaining the home, providing for the needs of the home. It is his duty, and the man shall be asked about it. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'ulun an ra'iyatihi. Fal amiru, he said, alayhi salatu wa sallam, ra'in wa huwa mas'ul. Some of the young people, they may be married now with one wife and a number of children. They abuse the leaders. They say the leaders have not done well, while they themselves have failed as the heads of their homes. It's very common now. Young people abuse rulers and those in the positions of authority, forgetting themselves that they are rulers in their homes and in the positions of authority. Some elderly people too do so. They have had failed marriages. They failed to keep a wife. They divorced. They married another wife. They divorced her. They married another wife. They divorced her. A man who is not able to keep a home is abusing a head that is not able to maintain 200 million people. You only have one wife with you and four children. You have failed. You can't maintain your home. You can't keep a home. You can't guide a home. Your children as they are, that you know how they are. Your wife became uncontrollable to you. You can't guide your wife. You can't control your wife. You can't protect your wife. You can't maintain your wife. And then you come on the media to abuse a man who controls 200 million people. The same way he is the head and he should not fail, that is the same way you, the man, you are the head of the home and you should not fail. The same way we will not accept excuses if the rulers fail. The same way no excuse is acceptable when the head of the home fails. But you fail as the head of the home, but you want the overall ruler who rules 200 million people never to make a mistake. I think we should all look inwards as heads of homes, men especially. Men as heads of homes should look inwards. How well have I fared as the head of this home? Am I able to provide the needs of my home? Am I able to guide my home? Am I able to protect my home? Am I able to administer my home? Am I able to bring goodness to my home? Am I able to protect my home from evils? Assess yourself as the head of the home. This is what we are discussing under this chapter heading. Al-Imam al-Bukhari said, rahimahullah, ar-rajulu ra'in fi ahlihi. The man is the ra'in, is the shepherd, is the custodian, is the person in charge over his household. Wa huwa mas'ulun, and he shall be asked about his home. This is the major point of reference in this hadith. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'ulun an ra'iyatihi. You are all shepherds, wa kullukum, and each and every one of you, mas'ulun an ra'iyatihi. You shall be asked about those that have been placed under your care. Fal amiru ra'in wa huwa mas'ul. The amir, the imam, the overall head, ra'in, he is a shepherd, wa huwa mas'ul, and Allah shall ask him about the people under his care. Wa rajulu ra'in ala ahlihi. The man is the head, is the shepherd, is the keeper, is the custodian, ala ahlihi, over his household, wa huwa mas'ul, and this man, we all, shall be asked about how well we have fared in our home. We shall be held responsible. The other part of the hadith says, وَالْمَرْأَةُ رَعِيَةٌ عَلَى بَيْتِ زَوْجِهَا وَالْمَرْأَةُ ra'iyatun ala bayti zawjiha, and the woman, the wife, ra'iyatun, she's also a shepherd, ala bayti zawjiha, regarding the home of her husband. Yes, the man is overall head, but his deputy, so to speak, the one who, from whom he will be asking what happens at home, what's happening to this boy, where did the boy go to, what did he do, and all that. Where is this girl? What's happening to her? What's her condition? Have the children taken their meals? What is the meal for the house today? What is the routine for the home today? And all that. The person in charge of all of these inside the home is al-mar'atu. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, wal-mar'atu ra'iyatun ala bayti zawjiha. The woman is the ra'iyah. She is the shepherd. She is the caregiver, ala bayti zawjiha, over or regarding the home, regarding the house of her husband. So you can see, the man is the head of his home. The wife is the head of the home of her own husband. So the woman is in charge. That's why men provide when they want to give the maintenance for the home. They give it to their wife. Buy foodstuffs, bring things to eat, cook food, care for the home, clean the home, take care of the home, take care of the children, you know, and all of these, they are from the duties of the wife. So the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wassalam, wal mar'atu ra'iyatun ala bayti zawjiha. In some reports, it said, ala bayti zawjiha wa waladi. The woman is the caregiver. The woman is the keeper. The woman is the shepherd, ala bayti zawjiha, regarding the house of her husband, wa waladihi. She is also the caregiver for his children. So from the duties of the woman is to provide care for the children. From the basic duty of the woman is to provide care, to provide attention, to maintain the children. Of course, that is from obtaining all of that from the man. The man will overall check what happens. But directly, who implements what happens? That is going to be from the jobs of the woman. That's why if we come to Hadith number 214, Hadith number 214 repeats Hadith 222. Hadith 214 repeats Hadith 212 is repeated in Hadith 214. Hadith 212 is repeated in Hadith 214. Hadith 212 is reported in Hadith 214. And 214 comes under the chapter heading that Al-Mar'atu Ra'iyatun. The woman is the caregiver too. The woman is the keeper. The woman is the one who provides. The woman is the one who provides care for the home and for the children in the home. I hope that these matters are clear to us. Hadith 212 and 214 are repeated, because they discuss the same matter, even though on different pages. While 212 discusses how the man should handle the home, and Hadith 214 discusses the woman's keeping the home. I hope that it is clear. Al-Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullah, has mentioned Hadith 212 and repeats it in Hadith 214. Abu Abdurrahman and Abu Yusuf should expel some of these people disrupting this class. My site just went to some untoward messages that the non-Muslims have come to mention on the platform. The admin should not make any patience hold back to to expel these persons from the class. Abu Abdurrahman.
Naam ya Shaykhana.
What are you waiting for? Expel those persons from the class.
Yes.
Delete them from the class. Just note all those numbers or names. My site just went to the screen now. All the time I was just reading from the text.
Okay, sir.
Expel them all. Expel them. If they come to listen. Wa alaikum assalam, Abu Yusuf.
I've disabled the chat so no one can disturb us again now.
So we can go on.
No.
So I hope that the point is clear from Hadith 212. The Prophet said, Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'ulun an ra'iyatihi. The Prophet said, Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, every person is a shepherd, and everyone shall be asked about those in his care. فَالْأَمِيرُ رَاعٍ وَهُوَ مَسْهُولٍ. The Amir is Ra'in, is a shepherd, وَهُوَ مَسْهُولٍ. He shall be asked about the people under him. وَالْرَجُلُ رَاعٍ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ. The man is also the shepherd over his house, وَهُوَ مَسْهُولٌ. And he shall be responsible for his home. وَالْمَرْأَةُ رَاعِيَةٌ عَلَىٰ بَيْتِ زَوْجِهَا وَوَلَدِهِ. And the woman is also the shepherd over or in the house of her husband, وَوَلَدِهِ, and also regarding his children. وَهِيَ مَسْئُولَةٌ. She's also responsible for the home. I usually bring a point of reference regarding these hadiths. This is a clear-cut statement from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the place of the woman. The woman is ra'iyatun. She's a shepherd ala bayti zawjiha, regarding the home of her husband. This is the reason why the major thing about the woman is keeping the home. How do I keep the home? I am keeping the home wa waladihi, and the children at home. She is in charge regarding her home and regarding her children. But many of the women in our own time have abandoned the home and the children. It's a major thing of worry. Most of the young boys you see who go to drugs, who go to evils, as we know them in the society, all of these people, they have come from a home. But the bulk of the worry is about what kind of home have they come from. Most of them were people who came from abandoned homes. So when a woman abandons her home, when a woman abandons her children, the repercussions return to the society. But here, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes us understand that وَهِيَ مَسْهُولَةٌ أَنْهُ. The woman will be asked about that home. In some reports, he said, وَهِيَ مَسْهُولَةٌ عَنْ home. The woman will be asked about those people at home, your children, and all those that your husband has placed at home. The woman will be asked about them. Now, if the woman abandons the home, she's busy outside, how does she become مَسْهُولَة? How does it come that she finds it ease? One of the early Muslims, he would say that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, one of the early Muslims would say that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Kullukum ra'i wa kullukum mas'ulun an ra'iyatihi. He said, Rahimahullah, fa'iddu lil mas'alati jawaba. Fa'iddu lil mas'alati jawaba. So we all should prepare answers for that question. We shall be asked about our home. What is the answer that a woman who has abandoned the home, what answers will she provide when she is asked about the home that she has abandoned? What answers will she provide when she will be asked about the children that she has abandoned? Her schedules are all about how do I earn and maintain the home. That is the duty of the man. He will be asked about it. The woman or women now leave their duty posts
where they are supposed to be in charge of the children and the home, and then they run after what the man will be asked about. And many of the men too, yes, they have become less than responsible. We've discussed that. But the other side of it is, if the man now becomes responsible, why does the woman leave her own duty post, bay to her, wa waladuha, her home and her children? She leaves it, and the messenger told us, alayhi salatu wasalam, wa hiya mas'ulatun anhum. The woman will be asked about the entirety of the home. So why does she leave the home? She leaves the jobs in the home to the nannies, care for the children to the nannies, providing food to the cooks and all of these. And then she goes away. So how will she, what responses when one of the early Muslims said, فَعِدُّ لِلْمَسْأَلَةِ جَوَابًا, prepare for that, prepare an answer for those questions you shall be asked. How does the woman coordinate herself? How is she going to provide answers for a home that she has abandoned? The same thing applies to the man. That's why these two chapters come following themselves. The first chapter is that Ar-Rajulu Ra'in Fi Ahlihi, the man is the shepherd over his household. The next chapter says, Wal Mar'atu Ra'iya, the woman is also the shepherd. The man is the shepherd over the overall home. And the woman is a shepherd over those inside the home. What happens? The husband receives the information and guides the home through the wife. Now the wife also abandons the home. So the man abandons the home, the wife abandons the home. That's why what is most common, what is very, very common, is that when a marriage becomes broken, the children suffer. Because the man who should oversee the home has abandoned it. The woman who should oversee the children, she has abandoned them. So the children are left to the society. They are left to whatever happens to them. And that's why the Sharia has also made provisions. When it now happens that marriages go to a separation, there is a way for care for the children so that they do not suffer. There is fiqhul hibana, the child about the fiqh of how the children are cared for, child custody. These are the rules that the Sharia has placed. But you know, when these matters happen, emotions take over, and then people do just what they want. Men should take responsibility over their homes. Women, take responsibility over the homes of your husband and the children at home. The women should return to their homes and be responsible. The women should return to their homes and be responsible. The men should be what they should be in their homes and be responsible. Let each and every one of us take our place in the home and in the society. Because what happens in the society is just a reflection of what has come from the homes. Each and every person you see in the society has certainly come from one home. So let men be responsible in their homes, and let women also take charge of their homes. So the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'ulun an ra'iyatihi. Each and every one of you is a shepherd, and each and every one of you shall be asked about what has been placed under him. Fal amiru ra'in wa huwa mas'ul. The amir is a shepherd, wa huwa mas'ul, and he shall be asked about the home. Wal rajulu ra'in ala ahli. The man is the shepherd over his household. وَهُوَ مَسْؤُولٌ, and he shall be asked about the home. وَالْمَرْأَةُ رَاعِيَةٌ عَلَى بَيْتِ زَوْجِهَا. The woman is the shepherd over the home of her husband. The Prophet said, عليه الصلاة والسلام, وَهِيَ مَسْؤُولَةٌ. She is responsible and should be asked about it. He said, عليه الصلاة والسلام, Allah, listen to me, O people. Wa kullukum ra'i. Each and every one of you is a shepherd. Wa kullukum mas'ulun an ra'iyyati. And each and every one of you shall be asked about their home. This hadith is a major point of reference about matters regarding the home, and has been widely reported from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. If we look at this hadith, it is the hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar A similar expression has been reported by Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, but it is not authentic. There are also expressions of this hadith from Anas ibn Malik, when he said, "Inna Allah sa'ilun kulla ra'in amma star'ah." Allah shall ask every shepherd about mastar'ahu, what Allah has placed under his care. Hafiz dhalika aw dayya'ahu. Has that person preserved what Allah has placed in his care? Aw dayya'ahu. Or he has wasted it, or he did not take care of it. Things are placed in our care. Kullukum ra'in. Each and every one of you is a shepherd. So in the report of Anas ibn Malik, he said, "Inna Allah sa'ilun kulla ra'in amma star'a." Allah shall ask every person who is a shepherd, amma star'a, regarding what he has placed under you. Hafiz dhalik, have you preserved it? Have you maintained it as you should maintain it? Aw dayya'ahu, or he has wasted it all. He has shown nonchalance regarding it. That report occurs in Sunan al-Tirmidhi, the report of Anas ibn Malik, and it is sahih, inshallah. So this is the matter regarding the man and his home. In Hadith 213, because of the rest of the time that we have left, in Hadith 213, the next Hadith, Al-Imam al-Bukhari reports it from his Shaykh. He said, "Haddathana Musaddadun, qala haddathana Ismail, qala haddathana Ayyub, an Abi Kilaba, an Abi Sulaiman, Malik ibn al-Huwairith, qala ataina an-Nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, wa nahnu shababatun mutaqaribun, fa'aqamna indahu 20 laylata, fa'zanna anna ishtahayna ahlina, fa'sa'alna amman tarakna fi ahlina, fa'akhbarnahu, wa kana rafiqan rahima, فقال ارجعوا إلى أهليكم فعلموهم ومروهم وصلوا كما رأيتموني أصلي فإذا حضرت الصلاة فليؤذن لكم أحدكم وليؤمكم أكبركم." الإمام البخاري reported it from his Shaykh. His name is Musaddad ibn Musarhad. Musaddad ibn Musarhad. He said, "Haddathana Ismail." He said, "Haddathana Ismail." Ismail in this report is Ibn Ulayya. Ismail Ibn Ulayya, that's Al-Imam. Ismail Ibn Ibrahim, who is popularly referred to as Ibn Ulayya Al-Basri. He said, "Haddathana Ayyub." He said, "Haddathana Ayyub." Like we mentioned in the previous hadith, that is Ayyub As-Saqtiyani. An Abi Kilaba is reporting from Abu Kilaba, and Abu Kilaba is Abdullah ibn Zayd al-Jarmi. Abdullah ibn Zayd al-Jarmi, he is reporting from Malik ibn al-Huwairith. Malik ibn al-Huwairith, his kunya is Abu Sulaiman. He said, "Ataina an-Nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, wa nahnu shababatun mutaqaribun." We came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. "Wa nahnu shababatun mutaqaribun." While we were young boys. Shababatun. Shababa is the plural of shab. When we came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, "Nahnu shababatun." We were young boys. "Mutaqaribun." Our ages are near. In some reports, he says, "Mutaqaribun fil ilm." We're near in the knowledge that we had. In some reports, he said, "Fil qira'ah." We're near in the level of our ability to read the Quran. He says, "Fa'aqamna indahu 20 laylatan." We stayed with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for 20 nights. We stayed with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for 20 nights. In some reports, it says 19 days. So some ulama say for 19 days, 20 nights. 19 days, 20 nights. They were with the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wa sallam. "Fadhanna anna ishtahayna ahlina." But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began to think that anna ishtahayna ahlina, that we have started to think about our home, our families at home. They came to learn from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this happened in the 9th year of Hijra. The hadith of Malik ibn al-Huwairis, they came in the 9th year of Hijra. They came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a delegation of 20. There were about 20 of them. There were about 20 of them who came, and they spent about 20 days with the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. And that happened in the 9th year of Hijra, usually referred to as the year of delegations, Amul Wufud, the year when a lot of delegations started to come to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to learn Islam. So when they came, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after about 19 days with him, he noted sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the people started to think about home. The young boys started thinking about home. Fasa'alana amman tarakna fi ahlina. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he asked us about those we had left at home. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, sa'alana amman tarakna. He asked us about man tarakna, those that we have left behind, fi ahlina, regarding our families. Have we placed somebody to take care of our daddies, our mommies, our sisters? Did we place somebody who will run the errands of home? Is there somebody to take charge of our homes? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asking us, hey, you young man, who did you live with your father? Who is with your mother? Who is running the errands? You have an elder brother, you have a younger brother, and questions like this, so that he knows about their conditions. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at the kindness of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. Young boys came to learn. He started to note that it's as if these boys want to go back home. And then he began to ask them, how about your home? Who did you leave? How have you left them? Who will take care of the home? Who will run your errands? Who will take care? Like that. Fasa'alana amman tarakna fi ahlina. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began to ask us about those persons we have left in charge of our homes. فَأَخْبَرْنَاهُ. So we began to inform him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَكَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam رَفِيقًا رَحِيمًا. Malik ibn al-Huwairi said, and you know before that Rasulullah, that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam رَفِيقًا Rahima is Rafiq. He is a person of ease. Rafiq is compassionate. He's compassionate with the people. Rahima is very, very merciful. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was kind and merciful. Malik ibn al-Huwairi stayed with him for 20 days. And while reporting what happened between himself and the Prophet with the rest of his people who visited him in a delegation, he says, وَكَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَعَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمُ رَفِيقًا رَحِيمًا. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was compassionate and kind. فَقَالَ. And then he said to us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, اِرْجِعُوا إِلَىٰ أَهْلِيكُمْ. Go back to your homes. Go back to your households. Go back to your families. After he had asked them, he said, hey, young boys, irji'u ila ahlikum. It's now time to return to your homes. So this goes to show that the teacher should pay attention to the feelings of the students. Some students can leave their homes to come and stay with you to learn. Pay attention to how they feel. Pay attention to how their minds become attached to their homes. How much more when you have children? Children of between age 9 and 13, 14, they come to learn with you. You must understand that sometimes they feel like being at home with daddy and mommy. Don't become oblivious of that real fact. Children can begin to feel home. So note that regarding them and try to do something about that. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them, irji'u ila ahlikum. Go back to your homes. And this is the point of reference here. Fa'allimuhum. Go and teach them what you have learned. So from the duties of a man who heads the home is an yu'allima ahlahu. This is the point of reference why this hadith is here. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, irji'u ila ahlikum fa'allimuhum. Go back to your ahl. Go back to your families. Each of you 20, go back to your homes. Fa'allimuhum. Teach your homes. Each of you teach your family. A man is the head of the home. He should teach his family. Teach your wives this deen. Teach them about tawheed. Teach your wives about salat. Teach them about akhlaq, manas in Islam. Teach your homes. Teach your homes the deen. The man must provide knowledge to the members of his family. It's not just about what they eat, what they drink, where they stay, what they wear, and what they enjoy of comfort. How about knowledge? Teaching them. The man must either teach them himself or bring about a means by which your household must know about Islam. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that is the point of reference in this hadith. Irji'u ila ahlikum fa'allim. Go back to your home, to your families, fa'allimuhum, and teach them. So from the duties of a man regarding his household is what? Is what? An yu'allimahum deenahum, that he should teach them about their deen. It's not just about the matters of dunya. Most men pay attention. Yes, my wife married me when she had a first degree. And then in my house, she had a master's degree. Then in my house, she has a PhD. Have I not done well? People congratulate me. Hey, you have done well. This same woman does not know anything about Tawheed, oneness of Allah. She does not know about Salat. She does not know about Tahara. These are things that the Muslim woman does every day. She does not know about, she does not even know the rights of a woman at home. She does not know the duties of the woman at home. She does not know what does Islam require us and how does Islam require us to handle our children. How does Islam require us to handle our parents? How does Islam require us to handle our neighbors? The wife doesn't know. This kind of a man has just been busy with dunya. وَهُوَ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ غَافِلٌ. But he has been nonchalant and oblivious regarding the matters of the hereafter. So the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I say to us all, irji'u ila ahlikum fa'allimuhum. Everybody should go back to his family and teach his family this deen. Go back to your homes. Teach your wives Islam. Teach your wives this deen. It's not just about dunya. You place your children in schools where they can't learn about Islam. It is not lawful. They can't learn about Islam, and you have not provided a means for them to learn Islam. That is not appropriate. It's not appropriate to get busy with learning about the dunya while the children are next to knowing nothing about Allah, their creator. This is not lawful. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, irji'u ila ahlikum fa'allimuhum. Go back to your homes, go back to your families, go back to your children. فَعَلِّمُوهُمْ, and teach them. وَمُرُوهُمْ, ulama say, مُرُوهُمْ الْمَعْرُوفِ. Teach them things that are good. Command them to do good. Command your children to observe salah. Command your children to be regular in the masjid with their salawat. Command your children to make morning adhkar. Command your children to dress like Muslims. When your children, I have seen someone who is very, very, bismillah, someone who is very, very careful about his religion. And the children all have heads. They have, you know, bobbed their heads like the children we you see on the television in music channels. You know those hairstyles. It is the duty of the parents to command their children to remove those kinds of hairstyles. It is the duty of the father to command his children to wear hijab and wear the hijab appropriately. It is the duty of the parents to command their children to do what is good, and it is his duty to forbid them what is evil. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wassalam, irji'u ila ahlikum fa'allimu, go back to your homes and teach your homes what you have learned. Wamuruhum bil ma'ruf, teach them goodness. Wasallu, pray in your homes. Pray, observe the salah. Kama ra'aytumuni usalli, just as you have seen me pray. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded those young boys who came to learn Islam, go back to your homes, teach your homes, command them good, forbid them what is evil, and observe the salah. You stayed here for 20 days. You saw me, how I have prayed. Pray like that. The Prophet said so to them, alayhi salatu wasalam. Fa'idha hadarati salah, whenever the time of salah comes, whenever it is time for salah, falyu azin lakum ahadukum, let one of you make the adhan. When it is time for salah, one of you should make the adhan. Wal ya ummakum akbarukum, and the oldest amongst you, wal ya ummakum akbarukum, and the oldest amongst you should lead you in salah. Why is it that the oldest amongst them should lead them in salah? Malik ibn Huwairis had said it. He says, wa nahnu mutaqaribuna fil ilmi wal qira'ah, because their knowledge about Islam and the knowledge about the Quran was similar. They were upon the same level. That's why if a people are upon the same level regarding the Quran and the knowledge of Islam, then the oldest amongst them should lead them in salah. If they are upon, they are similar, their levels are upon the same thing regarding their knowledge of Islam and regarding their qira'atul Quran, their ability to read the Quran, ya ummuhum akbaru. In that circumstance, then the oldest amongst them should lead them in salah, when the knowledge of the people are about the same. Otherwise, the most reciting, the best person who reads amongst them, who has memorized the bulk of the Quran, should be the one who leads the people in salah. If they are the same in that, the most knowledgeable of them regarding the sunnah. If they are the same in that, the first of them to make hijrah. If they are the same in that, then the oldest amongst them should lead salah. But these people who came to meet the Prophet, they are the same in all of these. They are the same in Qira'atul Quran. They are the same in the knowledge of the sunnah. They are the same in hijrah. They all came at the same time to meet the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. That's why he said to them, Faliya ummakum akbarukum, then the oldest amongst you, as your ages are similar, still there will be some of them, one of you will be 2-3 months older than the rest of you. Let that one lead the salah. But the point of reference for us in this hadith is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded them, irji'u ila ahlikum fa'allimuhum, go back to your homes and teach your homes. A man has the duty to teach his home this deen. So by this reading, inshallah, we would have taken care of hadith number 212, hadith number 213, and hadith number 214. We have taken care of the two chapters, Babu Rajuli Ra'in Fi Ahlihi, the chapter regarding the fact that the man is the head of his home and should maintain his home, guide his home, and protect his home. Likewise, we have also taken note of the next narrations regarding the woman, that she is in charge of her husband's home and should be asked about that home. Bi-Ibnillah, our next reading will be about Man suni'a ilayhi ma'rufun falyukafi'hu, other issues of conduct, other issues of personal conduct. If goodness is done to you, return it with good. The narrations regarding about the fact that if someone does something good to you, then you should pay back with goodness too. Whoever has good done to him should return that good with another goodness. This is the next chapter that we shall be reading about, inshallah. We have come now to the issues of personal conduct regarding ourselves as individuals. But the beginning of that are issues regarding our homes, how we must maintain and care for our home, and how women must also be the care providers inside the home regarding the entirety of the home and the children and other members of the home. I think that we can take a few questions that we have now. Good evening, Abba Yusuf.
Now. The first question goes, is it sufficient enough for a woman to ask for divorce because the husband is having, is the husband is abusing her emotionally?
Well, I think these issues of emotional abuse are not things that can be defined from far away. A person can think that she is emotionally abused. What does that mean? What does emotional abuse mean? That perhaps your husband is sad with you and he feels uncomfortable with you. This has happened in homes. What does emotional abuse mean? What does it mean? It means that the man is unhappy with her, and that becomes apparent from his character towards you. So if you say you want to seek divorce and go out of the marriage, have you addressed the reason for his emotional abuse, or the reason for the, there are no reasons for the emotional abuse? Marriage is not about 1 + 1 = 2. What are the causes of what is mentioned as emotional abuse? What is it that has caused it, so that the matters can be resolved? But if it is just about a man leaving his wife aside because of some indecency from her, because of some behaviors from her, and then he leaves her aside, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left his wife. There is ilah in Islam. There is ilah in Islam. He left his wife for an entire month. And when he came, they were asking him, the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, as the month, is it complete? Is the month complete? So it was, he left them. They would have been feeling bad about his leaving them. But that is from the means of teaching and discipline. And that comes before a man is allowed to ever have to touch his wife. You can leave the wife for some time. You can leave her for some time. And it is from the meaning of wahjuruhunna fil madajir. Leave the woman, don't go near her for some time. And this happens everywhere in every relationship. So a woman can capitalize upon this and say she has been emotionally abused. The matter should be addressed properly. What is the cause of the abuse emotionally? And then, because if you don't abuse the cause, you just come to say, hey, my husband abused me emotionally. I want to go out of marriage. Only Allah knows how many marriages would survive. So marriage is not like that. Young people think, oh, I have been emotionally abused, so I'm going out of marriage. This life is not like that. Go back to your parents, go back to your elders in your community, go back to the knowledgeable ones in your society, meet them face to face, yourself, your husband, so that whatever grievances have occurred between yourself and your husband would be appropriately addressed. But to from the far away say, oh, my husband emotionally abused me, can I leave him? This is not the kind of place to address this kind of a matter. The matter itself is not a matter that can be addressed in that kind of a manner. We should go back to home, go back to our elders, to the community, the parents, those between you and your husband, and then address the matter in a more matured approach, inshallah. Abba Yusuf, is that clear?
Another one says, does the man have any other responsibilities to his home apart from spending on them?
Yes, has other responsibilities. He provides their home for them. He teaches them, like we said in the hadith of Malik ibn Huwairis. He teaches the home. He provides the knowledge for them. He guides the home. He protects the home from harm. In fact, such protection could be to the extent that he says to her, don't use a phone. If he finds that the phone is becoming a means of harm for the woman, he can stop her. Don't use a phone. From the securities a man can provide for his home, and he makes her understand, using the phone is a means of evil to you in this manner, in this manner, in this manner. Or he controls that too. So it's not just about providing money for maintenance. It's not just about providing accommodation. It's not just about providing what she wears. There are a lot of things that go on in the home that require decisions. He consults the home and takes a decision. He consults the wife and takes a decision regarding her, regarding the children. He also teaches them, like the Prophet told Malik ibn al-Huwairis, says, "Irji'u ila ahlikum." You all should go back to your families. Fa'allimuhum. Teach them the religion. Teach them the religion. Allah also told us that in the Quran. Ya ayyuha allatheena amanu, qu anfusakum wa ahlikum an-nar. Oh, you who believe, qu anfusakum, protect yourself, wa ahlikum, and your homes, your household, from the fire. So a man has a duty to be sure that the home is upon the deen, and to be sure that whatever will violate that is removed from the home. It's not just about money. Unfortunately, when women want to decide who they marry, they are thinking about who can bring them comfort. They don't think usually about a man who will help them maintain a home of religion and servitude to Allah. That should come first. When you want to marry your daughter to somebody, think about that first. Will this man be able to manage the hereafter, the issues of the hereafter of my daughter? Think about that. But most times, when a girl comes home to tell her parents she found somebody to marry, they ask her, what course did he study? Say medicine. He studied law. He's an accountant with a bank. The parents are happy because they think that the matters of the dunya are guaranteed. But when the marriage actually starts, they become surprised and then they are disappointed. The parents themselves become an instrument in the destruction of the home. Let us change our orientation about how we view marriage and how it should start and go. Men have a duty, and from those duties is that they must teach their women this deen. They themselves must be upon the deen. They must know Islam. They must teach their children Islam. They must teach their wives Islam. If the deen of a woman is not guaranteed, don't marry your daughter to such a man. Don't marry your daughter to a man that the deen of your wife, your daughter, is not guaranteed. Marry your daughter to a man that her deen is guaranteed. And then her dunya is guaranteed. But most of the times when the people find that the dunya appears to be guaranteed, they rush in the marriage. They think that everything has been established. How about the religion Islam, which would be the fulcrum of the home? I think that we should change our orientation regarding these matters. So the man, his duty is not just about providing the money at home. He has a whole lot of duty: protect the home, guide it, teach the home Islam, maintain Islam. Moreover, when someone brings something to the home that's not Islamic, he stops it. He even controls who are the friends of my wife. Who are those coming to my home to meet my wife as friends? Who are the people that my wife relate with? This is from the duty of the man as far as Islam is concerned. It's not just about bringing money to the home and then buying her things she can wear, bag and shoe and things like that. I hope that is clear, Abba Yusuf.
Naam, Ya Sheikh. Naam. Does that love it?
Amin wa antum.
Another question: what is the Islamic ruling on a husband who abstains from having intercourse with his wife because she refused to do family planning after having a number of children?
That is not lawful for the man. The man has not fulfilled his job as a husband. From the responsibilities the Sharia has placed on the man is to cohabit and have private relationship intercourse with his wife. It is a job, it's a duty. It's a duty upon the man. The woman should approach the elders and the family and tell them, let them know that the man is avoiding to fulfill that duty. It's like a man who is not maintaining the home. These two things are upon the same level. From the duties of the man is to maintain the home. From the duties of the man is to have good intercourse with the wife. So when he is not doing that, the wife should approach those people between them in the marriage, their parents, their elders, their scholars and teachers. They should approach them so that he is admonished and If he does not stop, the woman can also approach a court. So the other people will admonish him, but the court will compel him to cohabit with her. And when he continues to refuse all of these, the woman has the right to seek for divorce. She has the right to seek for separation. I hope that that is clear.
Naam, Ya Sheikh.
Naam.
Another question says, please, what can a woman that her husband has intercourse with her just twice in a year do?
She should follow the procedure that we have explained.
Another question says, do friends have responsibilities over one another?
We shall come back to the issues of friends. Bismillah, we shall come back to the issues of friends in this book, Al-Adabul Mufrad. How do we relate with our friends? We shall come back to it in details, inshallah.
That is awesome.
I think we can stop here for today. May Allah bless it all. Subhanakallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.